Hit it.
You sure?
I'm on it.
You sure? You sure? Hello, it's the Mag Show. Yes. I'm kind of punchy, I got to say. I'm here. It's slightly zombied. But we're going to talk about the week in Apple, and there's been a fair bit this week. And to discuss it with me, very eclectic panel this week. Starting us off, top left, it's the Madden. How you doing, mate?
Oh, sir, how are you? I'm fine, thank you very much.
Unpished?
Pished, no, yeah. Well, the night's young.
You should be drinking, mate. Christ.
Oh, I'm not going to come on and drink and get silly on the pod. People can see me get silly in the pub.
What if I get a lot of people drunk? Do. No one will notice.
What, in the pub?
Besides, how drunk can you get from... Well, no, don't answer that, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, how drunk can you get from 2 o'clock? But I have been drinking with you. Next to him, Mike, a welcome return. Long, long time, brother.
Yeah.
Carl Swagger, how you doing, man?
I'm well, brother. How are you, brother?
The NBA effects had in the background there. You've got your own hoop and everything.
Oh, yeah. We had some wooden floor and stuff. Yeah. We're working on that right now. Lovely little giveaways we've had. So I actually managed to snag one out of the office. So I put it up back here.
What have you been up to?
Work. Lots and lots and lots of work. And finally, the year is coming to an end, and so is the pile of work. So I should be around a little bit more than I was. So
good, man.
Sorry for the long hiatus.
No, you're welcome. It's your seat. It always has been. Found a member.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Charles. Next to him. Kelly G in Crystal, so you must be on the phone.
I'm not, actually.
Oh, what have you
I
done?
I don't know what happened, but don't talk about it too much.
The lip sync isn't quite there, but it's a 2 second delay, maybe. Not too bad.
Fabulous. So I'm a kung fu movie, is what you're telling me.
Yes, a little bit. A little bit. Okay. So you're in the den.
I am.
Why are you not in the office anymore?
I'm sitting at the bar.
Oh, good girl.
So I have a hard wire. I used my Ethernet.
That's what it was. It makes all the difference. You've only got to run one through the wall, haven't you, to your left?
Yeah. Well, it's to my right, but yeah, I do need to. But I'm sitting at the bar.
So. I'll send you the wire. Have you got a tequila? Just get some raw tequila. And last but by no means least, joining us at the last minute, because Greeny was an arse. It's Ms. Charlotte Henry. How the devil are you, girl?
Yeah, very happy to be a last-minute substitute. I'm no greenie, though, obviously.
Well, that's, we give thanks
I don't know,
as well.
An Alec Guinness impression, and we'll see how we think.
Come on, give us your Alec Guinness.
I can't do Alec Guinness, but I am.
Well, neither could greenie, but it doesn't stop him.
No one feels like that.
God, that joke never gets old.
Never.
These are not the podcasters you're looking for. The Week in Apple. We have an exclusive. Yes, our contact in Apple has told us that by the end of 2014, Apple will be broadcasting 4K on the Apple TV. Kyle, you got us this. Tell us more.
I just actually just found out about it. And I'm very, very, very sure of the source on this. And it actually makes a lot of sense if you think about it. There was somebody that tweeted me on Twitter earlier this week, or yesterday, I guess it was, about it. They're surprised it's not sooner. And honestly, I'm surprised it's not sooner, too. It's more for iTunes, I think, though. I don't know if it's going to be streaming for Apple TV, but it'll be downloads. It'll be starting. There'll be content in 4K. And
it can't not be Apple TV then. That means there's got to be a new Apple TV to take with the 4K.
Yeah, there's going to be an Apple TV or, you know, that always that rumored Apple television set.
Yeah, right there. Moving on.
Stop. Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm not going to stop. I know for a fact there's a TV somewhere and Johnny Ive is watching porn on it as we speak.
The views of
yeah, but it's design porn. It's all just like close-up shots of iPhone.
Yeah, right. It's art porn, not gonzo porn.
Tech porn, though. I still am very confident we'll see a TV. I think they just put it on hold, honestly. That's what I think.
Then you had us at the 4K thing, and now you've gone off onto this TV thing again. You just want to save that $40, don't you?
No. It's probably up to about 400 now.
With interest, yeah, because you still haven't paid it. Yeah.
I can see them doing a 4K cinema display, because they're pushing out the Pro any day now, we assume.
They've got to.
Exactly. And now this rumor comes along. So they obviously are going to bump the 4K, the Apple TV as well. Netflix themselves, they're currently doing tests of 4K. If you're in certain areas, you can download 4K now. If you've got the equipment to play it, you can stream 4K at the moment. It's only some demo, like 5-minute film thing, but it is there. So they hope as well to put out 4K for real sometime next year. So, like I said, it's been a slow start, but 4K, I know you don't like it, Ewan, but it's definitely coming.
I don't dislike. Oh, everyone, well, no one listens to me when I say things.
You got to be watch out. Anything with 4K is a lot of the cheaper displays that are coming, TVs and stuff that are coming out, are very low refresh rates. That's how they're getting the price down. So just if you are in the market for a 4K telly, make sure you do the research and you don't get one with a low refresh rate. That's all.
Don't you need, though, I mean, seriously, in all aspects, a 40, well, I would say a 50 inch or higher to actually take advantage of a 4K resolution?
There is that theory, but not really. You can still go for a smaller screen and it will still look stunning. Yeah. There was that idea that you had to sit a certain amount of distance away or it had to be a certain size. But I think that's pretty unfounded. I mean, mathematically, it's probably accurate, but your eye still detects it's a much sharper picture, a much denser picture.
Can the eye actually tell the difference? I mean, when you watch standard high definition, you can clearly see the difference in the jump.
Yeah,
can you actually see that with 4K?
Go to Harrods. Go to Harrods and look at the 4K TV that's there, and it's beautiful.
I seen one last weekend.
Right? No, there is quite a small one there. I think it's 28. No, not 28 inches. That's rubbish. What am I talking about? I think it's 48 inches. And it plays the what was that crap film with Danny DeVito in?
It down more than that.
Yeah,
Batman Returns.
Yeah.
No, I want to say Horton Hears a Who, but it's not.
What did Kelly just say?
The Lorax. It's got the Lorax, and it's got the little short guy that's the villain in that. He's got like individual hairs, and you can see them just kind of wafting backwards and forwards in perfect detail.
I always think that's a cop out, though.
What's what?
I think it's a cop-out.
Hang on, hang on. Sorry, Kyle. What did you say, Charlotte?
Was Kelly just rude about Batman?
Yeah. I think she was rude about Danny DeVito more than Batman.
No, Batman Returns wasn't that good a movie.
No.
It wasn't bad, but Lord, it wasn't good.
I love it, but it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Let me put that out there.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry, Kyle.
Nowhere near as bad as Batman with the nipple costume. Let me just put that out there, too.
Okay.
Batman Returns was not the franchise's finest hour.
Okay. Thank you.
What? Batman with nipples? That sounds like a good movie.
Well, it was.
Wouldn't you?
It was set in the winter. Right, Kyle, you were saying something serious there about Apple.
I was saying. No, not really about Apple. Just about the. You know, you're talking about 4K, and they were showing the animation film. I think it's kind of a cop out because animation looks great in HD. It looks great even in SD. So, I seen a 4K actually, believe it or not, over the last weekend. It was a Sony, and I think it was a 52 inch is what it was. And I could tell a difference, honestly. The leaves, the whatever they were playing on, the leaves looked more leafy. The water looked more watery.
Don't get too technical for me, good. Kyle. Come on.
Yeah, dumb it down a bit, for Christ's sake.
Don't bombard us with all this techno jargon about TV.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Well, trying to think. What else? Yeah. What else? That's about it.
I've just got a new TV, and when you put a full 1080p video in it, a DVD rather, it's Blu-ray even. It looks gorgeous.
But how big is your television?
16 inches.
Yeah, the difference between 720 and 1080, you need a certain amount of television in order to appreciate it.
No, you see now, there's the interesting thing, because I went from a 720 Apple TV to a 1080, and I did the kind of switch around where I put the 720 version of Iron Man 3 on and watched it, and right, okay. And then quick swap over the two boxes, sign it all up, bang, put the 1080p version of it on, and both of those were on 40-inch screen, same thing, because I'd just changed the Apple TV over. And it was a step change, noticeable step change, definitely.
Yeah, but you have to get to at least 40 before you can actually see it. Like, everybody that goes, I have a 32-inch 1080p television, they have one so they can say so. It's not actually going to give most people any kind of difference. I have better than 20/20 vision in both eyes, and I can't tell the difference on a 32-inch screen.
Yeah. Cyberpool in the chat room, Kyle says, yes, but the key thing with TVs is whether the wind looks more windy, which is a good point because it's the wafting, isn't it?
I would say it did. Yeah, I would say it did.
Yeah.
I've got to watch sport on some of these big, some of these high definition TVs. If you watch things like
cricket, I've been watching cricket.
Cricket is a brilliant example. Tennis as well. Tennis looks great. Sports look hugely different.
I'd tell you what looks great in 1080p is NBA. That's what looks great. 1080p.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're just trying to boost the viewing figures, keep you in work.
Even with a good television,
you still have to watch basketball, so.
Ooh, Charlotte.
Heretic.
He's got half operator rights, so he can kick you. Ian Mitchell's just got a Blackmagic camera. Which one, though? If it's the 4K one, bastard. If it's the 2K one, psh. I'm waiting for the catch up. I'm waiting for him to type in the chat room what she's got, and then I can explode.
I'm interested to see how big the 4K files will be, though, on Apple TV or iTunes.
No. Well, I expect them to be. This is the other thing as well. You may have that number of dots, but in terms of definition between the dots, the Apple compressions are so high. I mean, you're talking about a 1080p video. And they bump it down to you at 1.5 gig? I don't think so.
You're right, Ewan, it's 2K.
That's all right. Thank God. 4K's not out yet, that's why. 2K's obsolete.
I think they're going to have a really hard time with this. There's a lot of people who have bandwidth caps, and how am I going to stream 4K content to my Apple TV? First of all, the broadband situation in the United States is appalling, to put it diplomatically.
Oh, you haven't been in Cumbria, have you? Why don't you come over and stay with Batwench, mate? You'll be lucky if you can pedal.
Why don't you come here, Kelly? Come over here. Come here, please.
I will lay you money, Kyle, that... the TV switched itself off.
Sorry. Streaming 4K content, like, people have a hard time now with streaming plain, you know, HD content that they would get on an Apple television, on an Apple TV. So I still call shenanigans on the Apple television set, and I'm going to call shenanigans until Tim Cook comes out and shows me it. And even then, I'm probably still going to
TV. There's not a television set. So,
But, you know, it's a line I've drawn in the sand, and I'm just reiterating. So,
I think it's going to be hard. Do you know what the average is in the States, Kelly? Download.
The average speed.
Do you mean speed or do you mean capacity?
Speed. Oh, yeah, I know you've got caps as well, but just speed, so for example.
Yeah, because Adam was just saying in the chat room he hit his cap last week.
400 gig? That's some serious torrenting, Adam.
400 gig a month. I don't know. I don't remember what my download speed is. I want to say it's 20 meg.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what I'm getting or if that's what I'm paying for.
Right,
they can be different.
The benchmark is the Batwench. Excuse the pun. Batwench needs to do a speedtest.net and tell us what her bandwidth is, right? And when she posts it in the chat room, I dare you all to do yours and see what it is, because Batwench lives at the end of the road, at the furthest point from the last connection before it turns into copper and the mice have to do relays on the electrons.
So Adam says that he hit his bandwidth cap because Netflix upped the quality of the HD stream.
Yes. Yeah, I'm slightly
frustrated. And this is the thing I've been waiting to see happen. Because
which for Batwitch is 8-bit.
They started pushing out Super HD, didn't they? Yes.
Half an episode of Archer and Batwitch is at her cap.
My current download is 120.
You got 120 megabits per second. Really
124.
That's more than three of these people put together, I reckon. Based on the fact that Charlotte's video's bloody gone again.
Oh, that's because I pulled out the hard cable. Sorry.
Well, put it back in.
I have now.
Put the hard cable back in. Jeez.
125 down, 10 up.
Don't be feeding me lines.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That.
I should have known better than to use that word.
Yeah. Ape cables shouldn't be used. You shouldn't say yeah.
See, look. Back when she's bandwidth is so frigging bad, she hasn't even got to do the test yet. She's still got a spinning wheel of death on Chrome, waiting for speedtest.net just to open. That's how bad it is.
Hey, come on, speedtest.
She's in fact, she's probably either scared to do the bat wench benchmark.
The bad test.
The bad test benchmark. Or watch the show, because she can't do both at the same time.
Oh, God.
4K is a bank loan from Wonga.com, as far as she's concerned.
Ah, dear.
There you go.
In other Apple news.
Carl wants to move on. How fast is that, Charlotte? How fast was that, Charlotte?
You quite finished.
No, it's that's it was your audio. We're not taking the piss. Well, we are taking the piss, but it's...
Totally are.
No, that was her audio just a minute ago.
No,
it's 3.25 down.
How much?
3.25 megabytes.
Down?
Yeah.
So I dare to think what up is. Batwinch has got 0.21 up and 1.33 down. There you go. Batwinch is watching 4K next month.
I'm only 50 times faster.
Doing this so that I'll be quiet about the internet, the broadband situation in the US.
Well, you're doing better than Batwinch. That's all
I am doing better. And remember, my internet is crap, and I'm at 29 down and almost 6 up.
The homeless guy at the corner of your street is doing better than Batwinch.
Yeah, because he's using my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly. Cyberpool's got 571 down and 0.32 up. That's a home network.
Good. Lord, Belt 72.
Alex Fox 128 down, 12 yeah, up, see? And it's slow today. Unquote.
London Virgin.
There's no such thing.
That's not what Alex is, by the way. I mean, that's the service he uses.
Pitchforks has got 37 down, 9 up, 20 quid a month, unlimited with Sky. Get in there. Thank you, sir. And I'm going to completely crap things up now by doing a speed test.
No.
Whilst broadcasting.
The whole thing's going
to
crash.
I was on Skype while I was doing that test. I need to move to San Diego because Adam's got 53 down and 12 up. But Adam might be on a business account. I'm just on the internet they'll give me for my house.
Oh, yeah. You need to declare whether you're business or... Pat Winch comes back now and says she's on business. That's going to be hilarious.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. Begin test. If you've lost the feed, it's because I'm doing a speed test.
if you've lost interest in the show, it's because we're doing a speed test.
Eight millisecond yeah. ping. Eight millisecond ping. That's enormously low latency. I'm happy with that. I'm wobbling at 123 megabits a second, even whilst broadcasting.
Stream froze.
Matt Caster's question, Alex's parentage. And even though I'm pushing up to Justin, I'm still getting 10 up. So I've got 123 down and 10 up, an 8 millisecond ping for latency.
You're pushing up into Justin.
Oh, yeah, okay, moving on.
Lovely.
He said it.
There's been something I don't mean to tell you.
You better unplug your hard cable there, Ewan.
Right, Justin's got a very hard cable, but it's never all the way, and it's only Justin. Mac Pro, 16th of December, allegedly. There's been a leak from a guy who says that it's definitely 16th of December that it's coming out.
Bullshit. Sorry.
Apparently, I'm stuttering all over the place, so you might as well do the speed test anyway, says Belts. It's not me. I got 62% on the CPU, and I got massive speed. It's Skype, bastards. And it's coming out on there, but there's no word yet on a 4K monitor. And I think there's a real issue here, because Apple is never going to make a 4K monitor at $899. And is there going to be a place for another monitor in the product line? They've already got the 24-inch. Now they've got the 27-inch. Are they going to put a 27-inch? Because well, what's the point?
Isn't the current cinema display still the thick one rather than going to the thin model that the iMac is?
Yeah.
So they obviously got an update coming. So they might as well hang around and wait and push out a 4K one. But Dell's already done, beat them to it, isn't it? Dell's a 4K one coming out.
Adam's pissing off Kelly by saying he has a residential service only. Sorry, mate, go on. Isn't there a 4K coming out? There's a Dell 4K coming out, isn't there?
Yeah, a couple.
Dell 4K Ultra Sharp, £2,238.
I say, I mean, if they do want people to start editing things on a Mac Pro in 4K, then if they go at launch, unless they're going to do a surprise launch of 4K screens come the 16th or whatever, then they're going to force people to go and buy another 4K screen if that's what they want, and then probably not update if Apple brings one out in a month or two's time.
But, I mean, who's going to pay $3,500 for a top-end Mac Pro?
You know there are people out there that will.
And then pay for two more monitors at $3,000 a piece. You got a monitor that's worth more than the frigging computer. That's not right.
So here's the thing, is that what can you do with that 4K content? So
yeah.
I think this is a chicken and egg thing. I think unless there's some sort of update to the Apple TV so that it will do 4K, then what does it really matter? I mean, you're not going to be able to do anything with your 4K content in an Apple universe.
Also, if you're creating movies and videos and those kind of things, and 4K TV is really not mainstream at all at the moment. I mean, most people are only just making sure their whole system is HD. Mm. The idea that people are going to be investing thousands of pounds to produce 4K video when no one, who's going to really watch it in 4K?
Well, people in the iTunes store by the end of next year. You've got a year's production time, effectively, if the rumour's true.
It will be interesting to see how much 4K TVs drop this year, or next year, I should say, because they dropped quite heavily this year. I mean, they went from about $12,000 down to about $5,000-$3,000. Mm-hmm. So if that happens, I mean, I remember when 1080p screens come out, they were ridiculously dear. But now look at them, you can pick one up for a couple hundred quid.
Belts in the chat room is actually correcting me, saying that Dell has got two 4K models out there, not just the one. So, as I presumed, but I
is there a price? $2,338
was the one that I saw, or $2,438 was the price.
What's the size?
Samsung have got a 4K TV at $35,000. LG have got one that's 3D as well at $15,000, and Samsung have got a UEF monitor at $3,200.
Let's think back a little bit to when it was that 3D was the thing, and everybody was going to have one, and you got to get this, and if you're going to get a new TV, it better be 3D. Remember that? Because that was maybe a year ago.
Well, I've got one because I can't not get it, but... Oh, no one gives a toss about 3D, and I never did either. Dell Ultra Sharp UP3214 Ultra HD 4K LED monitor at 32 inches, £2,278 from PCBuyIt.co.uk. So that's a doable price, perhaps. I mean, if that came down another 700 quid and it hit the 1,500 quid mark... Then you'd buy a $3,000 computer and a 1,500 quid monitor. I think.
I reckon it will come down. I mean, this time next year, I really do think they're going to be a lot lower in price. I could be completely wrong, but we'll see in 12 months.
Charlotte, your video's been gone for about 10 minutes, by the way.
They inevitably will come down in price, but I don't. Until that can happen, I don't see what the point of Apple investing in 4K monitors. I don't see like studios and home producers and stuff. I don't see anyone getting any value out of 4K.
That's what Apple does. They always go the direction that nobody's going right now. That's what Apple does.
So. 4K is the future.
Skate to where the puck will be, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Plus, to them, it's just literally a chip, really. They're not, if they're not doing a screen, then they've just got to invest in encoding and a chip to play it. And that's it. Let everybody else. This is why I don't think they're ever going to produce a TV, because why bother going through all that hassle of producing all that glass?
It's a competitive market as well.
Exactly. I mean, people don't make tons of money. Like, Sony doesn't make a ton of money from screens. They have to sell.
Samsung do they?
No.
No, none of them do. They make money margins on the are small.
Because they're selling PlayStations to people who want to play it on a bigger TV.
Yeah.
Like, that's Sony's business model.
And the refresh rate of buying, not refresh, of a TV is ages. Like 8 years, I think, I've gone for my last telly. Instead of like every Apple product is like once a year I seem to update it.
8 years is a slow refresh rate.
Saying they don't want to make TVs. They'd rather make a $99 box, and then whenever you do upgrade the television or buy a new TV, and you decide to repurpose the old one, you just buy another $99 box to slap on the back of it, and there you are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
boxes are much more interesting than the screens.
I absolutely, and they can update whatever they want. They have ultimate control, and all you have to do is plug the cable into the side of your TV, and you can't even plug it in backwards. So that's really why I think that this is where Apple's going to stick to it now. Whether or not we can ever get them to take it seriously is going to be another story. But that's why I think the Apple TV, the current little black box that we have now, is where they're going to stay.
But I mean, as a commercial videographer and photographer, I don't want 4K anyway. Because it doesn't give me anything. What I want is 60 frames a second and 120 frames a second at 1080.
You can have that.
I can't.
I mean, you can have 40K. You can have 4K at 60 frames a second.
Yeah, but how much have I got to pay for the camera?
Well, that's the thing. That's progress, that's unfortunately.
No. Progress is not giving me 4K. Progress is taking 1080p and giving me a higher frame rate.
But you can get 60.
Because that's what the market is demanding.
Well, I've never heard it. You're the first person I've ever heard say it.
If you've got anyone that's doing commercial-based videography, there is absolutely no point in going to 4K. It is an utter waste of money because everything that you make that goes to companies is shown on shitty projectors or it's downsized to 23 megabytes so they can play it on their intranet. I don't even need 1080 in most cases. You know, 640 by 480 would be just fine. But people... I've got this thing about it's got to be 4K. At the high-end market, at cinema level, I'm sure, no problem. I've got no issue with that. But there is nothing coming out, hardly, that's got 1080 at 120 frames a second, which is what would sell like hotcakes.
But that's the market they're aiming. They're aiming at the cinema because if people start upgrading their tellies and whatnot, they're going to be doing it for the TV shows and the films. They're not going to do it for any upgrades and games, actually.
I don't disagree with that, that high-end.
Games, yeah.
And games especially, yeah.
And that's where the money, that's where they'll see the money. That's where the next stage is. 3D fouled miserably because you needed extra glasses. If there was four of you sitting watching a film and you only had three pairs of glasses, one person couldn't join in. A 4K display is just a much nicer display and 60 people can watch it. And all you have to do is buy one.
I'll do the moving on. Thank you very much as well, Kelly. moving on, the market. Here's a device of description of something. This is the Razer Kuzuyu game controller that's been leaked. It's the Kuzuyu. It's a kazoo. It's a kazoo. There you go. It's the Razer Kazoo for your iPhone 5.
Okay.
It's been leaked. Mm-hmm. It's got a flash thingy on the back where your camera pokes through, and it's got a D-pad and a four-way button selector. This is awesome. Has anyone seen anything for the iPads? Because they're talking about there being control surfaces for the iPads.
Yeah.
This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, there was just the arcade thing, wasn't there, where you could turn it into a little cabinet.
You pop it into a little arcade cabinet.
Oh, yeah, the arcade, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Which is...
old hat now.
Awesome, and I love it, and there's an iPhone version, and it's super, super cool, but...
But that was version one of the iPad that worked with.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it might work up to the 3 because it's got a 30-pin connector, but yeah.
I love the idea of having a D-pad and a game controller.
Me too.
On a phone. I've just sitting on the tube earlier today, and everyone is... playing games on their phone, and if you could produce one that didn't look like rubbish and worked nicely, and perhaps even one that worked on multiple phones, it would sell tons.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Good point from Bookery. He's saying any controller of the iPhones has got to have a built-in battery pack.
The Logitech one does.
Yeah, it's got to, because otherwise you're going to run out of a gamey time, aren't you? Because you're driving the device as well as. So.
Right.
iCAD, the iCAD uses Bluetooth as well, so it doesn't matter whether you've got the plug-in.
Oh,
so,
all right.
Thank you, Adam. Should have had him on the show, really, shouldn't we? Should have one person who's competent, at least.
So, that one looks, that the picture that you showed, looks, it looks a little bit like the Logitech one, except yeah, that the Logitech one seems to sort of be like a slider style case that you wrap around instead of snap into, which is sort of what the one looks like that you put up the leak. So
I've noticed also a lot of people are adding like charger packs onto their phones. Mm-hmm. So if that added as well as gaming added as a charging pack, I think it's just another reason why people would just queue up for it, buy tons of it.
Mm-hmm.
Belt says he wants a controller for his Apple TV because he thinks games are going to come on Apple TV. You weren't going to get games on Apple TV.
Well, this will work. This will work, won't it? Because you think about it, you AirPlay this to your Apple TV and you're playing...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The Apple TV isn't going to carry games. It's just going to host everything that other devices throw at it.
No, I disagree.
Yeah. No, the Apple TV is never going to be a games console.
I think they're going to make it.
Sure.
The Apple TV.
I can't see that.
No.
I can't see it. It won't be a $99 box anymore if that's the case.
No. It's not going to be. It's going to be iOS, just like what everything else already is. You're just going to be able to play Angry Birds on the big ass TV instead of on your phone. It's not going to be Call of Duty.
So, in other words, you download the app to your Apple TV, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be the same sort of stuff that you can play on your phone. It's just going to be bigger and better. And you can use maybe your phone or your iPad as the controller, sort of Wii U style, and then that way the whole phone is a controller, which would be an acceptable size controller. And then to be able to play something where you're using your phone or your iPad as the controller is kind of appealing.
But you've already got that.
Do that when we're seeing what the Xbox One and devices like that are doing. They have to put that functionality in.
No.
And say you can play these games particularly if you're a casual gamer, you can have this on your screen. For $99, how can they not do that?
It's the game you already bought. Like if you can play stuff that you already purchased, if I could play The Room on my big ass TV over here,
You can though. You're not going to get an Apple TV that's a console. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. I'll put £100 on it right now. If you're telling me that Apple would make a games console, I'd be extremely surprised. I really don't see that, but that's the possibility.
I think they have to add gaming functionality to the Apple TV.
No, they won't, because it comes from the phone and it AirPlays. There's no point in that whatsoever.
Well, if they keep the price low, then it's another market opened up to them that doesn't necessarily require an iOS device, which is still quite expensive. Like each one's over £500. So if they could find a way of just doing a little, say, a £200 Apple TV, but still have like the equivalent of an A7 chip in there to do the processing power, then they could put apps on there. There's nothing stopping them.
If they wanted to go that way. But I just don't think they would.
Make it $150 and sell it with a couple of controllers. Call it good. I really think this is something that they're going to do, because what makes all the money in the App Store? It's not VPN clients. It's not document readers. It's games. It's Angry Birds. It's Plants vs. Zombies. It's Candy Friggin' Crush.
But you can already play.
These are the things that are making all the money in the App Store. They would be fools not to capitalize on a whole other market. Go buy the Apple TV version.
Paul Dixon, thank you very much for the picture of the Pippin. Very nice. Belts disagrees with me, but that's a long clue.
The Pippin was an awesome thing. The problem is, the focus of it was to be a game device, and the focus of the Apple TV is not to be a game device. It's to take the content you already have and put it in a place where you didn't have it previously, which was on your TV.
But it already does that.
Vast amount of gyration.
It always does that. If you've got your iPhone 5, you can play Angry Birds in there, and you can AirPlay it to your Apple TV.
But I'm not using my phone as a control. scroller. I'm just putting the same thing on the little screen that's on the big screen. That's not the same thing as what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
and then the TV.
The birds are up on the screen and playing whatever. I don't even remember the Angry Birds of the music. So it's and I keep going over here because that's where the TV is.
Yeah.
So over here, God, it's going really hard now. Over here on the Apple TV, I'm seeing the screen and I'm using my phone to line up the bird and put in the slingshot and do all of that and then be able to let it go and watch everything happen on the big screen using this as my controller. If I'm playing Lego Lord of the Rings on my iPad, which is and
didn't,
I
want to be able to
use the whole iPad as my controller.
Didn't Real Racing HD do that though?
Yeah. It does, yeah, it does.
So Real Racing iPad, HD, yeah, the iPad is a different output visually than the screen.
So why it's two screens?
But what I'm suggesting is if they could contain it all within the Apple TV, then you don't need an iDevice. So you can get people who have Androids and Windows phones, and they can still go and buy stuff, which they never would.
Nah, that ain't happening.
There's a second coming of Christ on the way as well. Jesus.
They want you to have an iDevice.
I would love to use an Apple TV with this phone.
You can. What is it?
It's a good idea.
What have you got?
S4.
Oh, no, you never will. No,
you can. There's a Google, someone for the Google phone has developed some sort of system that will fake AirPlay. It's not being released yet. It's only being proofed at the moment, but it is on the way. You'll be able to AirPlay from your Android to your Apple TV fairly soon.
For two whole days, you'll be able to enjoy it, and then after that, Apple will break it.
Well, no, it's a standard, isn't it? They're just going to use the standard.
Make it £150, chuck in some controllers, make everyone happy. And everyone except that Kenny G and I are always right.
And it does 4K as well.
What Charlotte said.
Belts is being a twat in the chat room.
No, they're definitely not going to throw in. They want the iPhone to be the controller for that, because if you throw your iPhone at the television, then you got to buy a new iPhone.
Right. Let's just clarify. They may have done some shit around Google to try and hack into the Apple TV, but Apple will never let an Android phone control an Apple TV. Bollocks.
No, not control. Just use AirPlay.
No. Apple won't. Apple won't be doing that. Someone else will be doing that, maybe, and Google might be hacking it, but Apple won't be doing it. They won't be providing that functionality.
No. Yeah, it's Google that's doing it. It's not Google. It's an Android developer that's doing it.
Third party.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did see it. I'm going to try and find the story before the show's over.
I believe the story. I believe the story. I believe somebody will try and do it. I also believe that Apple will say, screw you.
Thank you.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, everybody gets an Apple TV update, and all it does is change it so that doesn't actually
exactly
work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Allcast is what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that this week. Yeah. It's like Chromecast, but for your Apple TV.
Be careful, Mr. Belts. I own this chat room. I've got operator privileges now. Uptake on iOS 7 is good. 74%. Excellent.
Phenomenal.
Right, because we don't have a choice.
Apple have got us right where they want us.
Exactly.
I notice it. I mean, this doesn't surprise me at all. I've got an original iPad, an iPad 1 that I use, and basically now you can't download or even upgrade apps because they're saying you need iOS 6 or above. I'm not surprised at all that people are just going, screw this. Here's a new device and I want iOS 7.
I thought that wasn't going to happen. This is going way back. That Apple was going to allow, if you could not update the app, you would at least have access still to use the app, or you could use an older version of the app.
If you download stuff it lets you keep the old. It says, do you want me to find an old version for you in the store?
Okay.
For some things, I have had that happen. But
Charlotte.
Eventually, you want the top of the range, don't you?
Yeah. Well, it's just time to upgrade. You know, iPad 1, it's time to upgrade. Go do it. Merry Christmas.
Alex suggests
in the postcard.
Alex in the chat room suggests that you throw away all the expensive crap that you bought from Apple and just buy a Chromecast. Because I'm guessing that Carl's been raving.
No. Okay. Until they release Plex for it, It's still pretty limited what it can do, unfortunately. It's got massive potential to Chromecast, but it's just not being mined at the moment.
Have you played with it, Carl, Chromecast at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you find it buggy? Like, it doesn't always work? Because I played with it. I'm not that impressed with it.
I've not really had that issue. But here in Britain, anyway, all I can really do on it is YouTube and Netflix. And that's about it. There's no other services here. I keep adding them in the States. We get nothing over here. Oh, and the all music music thing they've got, Google's got. But like I say, I did read another story as well that Plex is about to release their client for Chromecast, which, if that happens, it will make it instantly more valuable because you'll be able to have access to your own stuff and stream your own stuff to it from your Plex server. And that will be good.
Yeah. iOS 7 runs like crap on my iPhone 4, says Bronwyn.
I would attest to that. My wife has an iPhone 4 and it runs like, not crap, it really runs like shit, actually.
Okay. Did you do a completely clean install and not restore her backup?
Yes, we did.
You sure you didn't restore her backup, though?
No, we didn't restore her backup completely. This is a geek house, man. We did a clean install. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. I did a clean install on Sharon's phone when I put it on.
And it was okay?
And it was awful. But it restored her backup of content, pictures and all that kind of stuff. But when I put it on and I did a complete install, it wasn't stellar. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it was, but it was a lot. It was more than usable.
I'll try it again, okay. Then.
But you have to not put the backup on. You've got to lose all your photos off it and all
set
that kind of stuff.
Set up as a new phone, yeah.
Brand new phone.
I'll tell her that she'll lose everything. Enjoy that. She'll have a fantastic weekend.
Thank God she's 8,000 miles away.
That's from me. Crazy that Apple that's in a problem that exists that you can't even keep your old stuff to update.
You're going back three plus years there though.
Yeah, that's true. But even to not be able to have the new operating system in your photos is pretty crazy, isn't it?
No, what I'm saying is because you're restoring the backup, you're restoring settings that conflict with the OS.
Oh, okay.
So you can get your photos back, you just get them out of iPhoto. But what I'm saying is don't restore your backup because you get too much cache-y crap that comes along with it.
Yeah.
But the reason it's got 74% obviously is the fact I still don't know to this day how Apple managed it. But they said to these carrier companies, we're going to do the updates, which is the problem Android's got because they have to wait for the developer, the carriers to push them. Now, you've got a Windows phone, right, Ewan? So does Microsoft push out the update or does the carrier push out the update for that?
Microsoft.
So again, they've taken control.
Yeah, and it works as well. I mean, I got the RAW update, the camera RAW update, and it was brilliant. It just happened. It just updated overnight. Nothing changed. It was like using the same phone the next day. And I got the carrier update from 3, which everyone else got this week, to be ready for 4K. So, excuse me.
4G.
4G, sorry, 4G.
Too many letters in the alphabet.
I've had too many Cokes. Sorry, 4G. But having said that, excuse me.
Yeah.
Choked on my own spit. But having said that, I haven't got 4G at the moment. I've just got the update that the SIM is now available to. So there you go.
Well, we live in hope.
Oh. Well, it's only a few people, and it's not every city, and it's not everyone. So
no, but London and Birmingham are amongst the first.
Yes, London, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, I think are the four. But we've got the updates this week, but nothing's happened as yet. But by no means,
Don has it.
Oh, Don probably paid for it 8 months ago.
I'm sure. No, the tower's right out in his backyard. I'm sure.
The guy that was in charge of 3 woke up and there was a horse's head in his bed. That was it. On bricks. Yeah. No, he woke up and his bed was on bricks. Topsy has been bought by Apple. Social Insight. They've got the full list of APIs for Twitter, and Apple's bought them, and they've got the fire hose as well, which gives them instant location data and stuff. But why on earth has Apple bought Topsy?
Because they finally realised social media is a thing. an actual thing that they can make money on. I'm not surprised at all they bought this. They've been so far behind on social Apple, for obvious reasons. It's not particularly a criticism of Apple. Like, they've never been a company that's done particularly web products. It's not really their thing. You know, they've made that kind of consumer and professional end software and obviously hardware. But now they've kind of finally got it that they've got social media as well.
I don't know. I pretty much lived on Ping until they took it away.
Ping was crap.
And wasn't that a glorious afternoon?
Yeah, Ping was crap. But, Ping was really shit.
Doesn't Topsy
Ping,
just...
Ping this app.
Doesn't Topsy just allow you to search and to see what's trending and things like that at the moment, though?
Yeah, no, Topsy's...
And there's professional versions of it as well, where you can get even...
I think Apple have bought the professional version.
No, I haven't.
At $200 million.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a higher... There's the pro version, which gives you sort of bigger social insight and analytics and stuff.
Did Apple make an in-app purchase for this? They got the home version.
I'm surprised that you're being dismissive of this. I think this is quite a big...
I'm not being dismissive. I'm just taking the piss a bit. That's what the show's about.
Get into that space.
I don't... I can't really see Apple taking advantage of social media because they always keep things very close to their chest. I can't suddenly see them one day opening up and saying, hello world, this is what we're going to do this year.
No, Apple is not. Apple hasn't bought Topsy to be in social media. Apple has bought Topsy to mine social media.
Exactly.
Nothing more.
I can see that side of it.
Yeah, it's not a Twitter client. It's a metadata from Twitter client.
So the only thing that I can see that would be any real value is the fact that they've got, because they get their metrics from the iTunes store. So it's not going to tell them what's selling. It's going to tell them what people are talking about. So if someone hashtags Nine Inch Nails, if someone hashtags Gaga, etc., then they can say, oh, right, well, in Indonesia at the moment, because Gaga's got a release out, the hashtag is peaking in Indonesia of Gaga, so therefore we're going to hit the iTunes store in Indonesia with Gaga stuff that we know is going to sell. Because they'll get that from the hashtags. And they'll also get location-based stuff from it as well. So where the post is posted, the location data will tell them who's talking about what in what area. And one of the things that Google does really well is that they can tell you predictions of breakout of diseases, all kinds of stuff, because it's what people are searching for in that location. So whatever people are talking about and hashtagging in that location, or whatever keyword is coming up in that location, Apple can respond to it. That's the only thing, and that would be Siri, I would say, perhaps, as an integration. But I can't see anything else that they're going to get from it. I think there's a bit, I said the other night on TNT, I think when I first saw it, I thought, what are Apple going to get from this that they thought they were going to get from Ping and they never did because it was so crap? But I couldn't think of anything. I thought of the question, but not the answer.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just Apple's NSA. Thank you. Here you go. Here's
your Topsy is for Siri, says Adam, and store recommendations.
Yeah.
And also Maps, he says, but I can't. Maps might be for someone around you or something like that, maybe, or something, or someone's talking about something nearby.
Yeah, what's popular, where you are.
Really their attempt to challenge Google to know what we're talking about.
He also says they can scrape your data in your social circles and use it to influence your algorithms. Well, their algorithms.
Sounds painful.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Very internal.
It's like a hemorrhoid preparation.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Preparation Topsy.
We've had some reviews. Thank you very much. If you'd like to send us reviews, we will always read them out because we love our reviews, good or bad. I've had no emails this week, actually.
I don't believe that.
No, I've had no emails. It's been a good week. Either that or they've gone straight to spam. First one, William 1804, a wonderful refreshing break from the sycophantic tone you tend to get with Mac podcasts. I like my Apple stuff, etc., but not the point where they're wonderful and everything's automatically awful. That's not. This show is wonderfully British, the humour everywhere, with all able to be mocked as well without becoming offended. Keep it up.
I'm really offended.
Yeah, okay. And Hector 88 says, this is my second review. I didn't know you were allowed to do two. I thought you could just update. I'm a PC tech for a school district and an Apple fan. But nothing is more fun than to sit around with like-minded people and just go on about things that you're interested in. This is the next best thing. It's engaging and I feel part of the discussion. It's lifted my spirits many times when I needed it. That's a lot of credit, Jesus. Two things. I always miss Kelly when she's not on.
Aww. Kelly, your mum wrote in.
Kelly's got a crush. Kelly's got a crush.
Yeah, stalker. Stalker.
I'll point him at angry Mac bastards. We'll fix that in a hurry.
And two, I love the Obi-Don Kenobi line.
Yes.
There we go. Thank you for your reviews. If you'd like to send us them in, we will read them out. Guaranteed, every single review gets read out. We don't shy away from the bad ones. In fact, we revel in them. But you will get signed up for the Whisper Baptist newsletter. Promise you. This podcast and all this is brought to you by...
dropping out.
What on earth? What was that, Charlotte?
My video keeps dropping out.
It's crap, mate. Your video's always crap every week. So it is. You've never done a whole show without your video dropping.
I blame the producer and not my end.
Well, no one else does. No one else's video drops out. Are you on a wire now?
You're working on me.
What have you got against Charlotte?
Have you got the latest version of Skype?
I assume so.
Right, then you haven't.
I definitely have.
Have you checked since lunchtime?
Yeah, because that exactly.
No, I've not been on my computer today at all. I've been doing some actual work.
Okay, jolly good. getting back to the sponsors advert. This podcast and all the rest is supported by UK2. We love them to bits. If you've got anything that you need for the web, they've got some fantastic Christmas deals on at the moment, so go and check them out. Use our webpage first, britishtechnetwork.com, and use the click-through so we get the kudos and they don't think you've just gone to a voucher code site or some crap like that. We've got tons of history with these guys and it's going to carry on for the foreseeable future at the moment, so please support them because that's keeping British Tech Network a free service that we can provide free of charge and that we don't have to pay for either, because the bandwidth that we suck up would be very expensive, and the server. Thank you. Right, here we go. It's time for the cool things. Madden has to come off mute after his cough and give us his cool thing.
Mine is either, this week, iFlix 1 or iFlix 2. Depending what flavor you want to go with. At the moment, to celebrate the release of iFlix 2, iFlix 1 is completely free until the end of the year. In case you don't know what iFlix is, if you want to rip your movies and put them onto the Apple TV yourself, you can use a service like that. You can use Handbrake. Then you just get file. You don't get all the flashy metadata that makes it look nice when it's displayed on your, when you search for it on your TV.
Right. Apple TV.
So all you do is you drag your movie into iFlix, and it will not only convert it if it needs converting, but it will populate it with the poster, the synopsis, who's in it, who directed it, what genre it is, and things like that.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. And that's what the free one offers you as well. But if you want to spend some money, or if you want to try the free one first and then see if you wish to upgrade to iFlix 2, iFlix 2 will now... it's a lot faster, apparently, at converting, because it'll do muxing instead of complete conversion. So if it's like in an NKV wrapper, for example, it'll just see if it needs to convert it rather than just putting a different tag on the end. You can also tell it to watch a folder, and everything you put into that folder will automatically convert and be populated and pushed up to iTunes. You can set up rules for it to do various things, like naming certain shows in a certain specific way, for whatever reason why you might want to do that. And that's out in the Mac App Store as well, and that one's £14 at the moment. But the thing is, take advantage of iFlix totally free now, because it's really good.
iFlix is a great pick, says Adam. So you've impressed him there, mate. Now, what about if you put a TV show in that you've ripped off a DVD?
Yep, again, So if you put a TV show in, and as long as you sort of label it correctly, you can just drag it in and it will try and find it for you. And if it has a problem and it can't find it, there's a little search button and you just type in exactly what it is. It'll bring up a list of possibilities. You click the one it is, and as long as you've got some identifying code in, say, the file itself, like series 01 episode or E03, it will know what the episode is and bring all that metadata down as well.
Because that's a pain in the arse. When you've done a TV show, it puts it into home movies. And you're like, no, on a TV show.
You tell it. Is it a movie or it's a TV show? And most of the time, it's clever enough to work it out for itself.
And 40 quid's not a lot.
No, but get the free version to try it out. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't give it a try.
Right. I shall do it now as soon as the show's finished. Thank you very much. Mr. Swagger, I expect something stellar based on the fact you have had plenty of time to think of it.
You expect too much.
Okay. What shit are you going to divulge today, then?
Well, it's free anyways. You know me and free. It's called, I forgot the name of it. It's called Tuner Lite. It is, in fact, a guitar tuner. And there's a million of them on the App Store. And what's funny is the other day my tuner quit for acoustic instruments and things. And I thought, no, I'm going to go get a new tuner. Why the hell am I going to do that? There's probably an app for that. And there's about a million and a half of them. A bajillion. So, yeah. But this one actually, it looks like a real tuner. It's free. It does that, and it's picking up the air conditioner right now, so that's why it's going haywire. But it's very accurate. I had no problems at all. It uses the onboard mic for the iPhone. It's just like having a guitar tuner. It works freaking brilliant. So, okay. And it's free. You can update it. I think it's 99 cents for the paid app. So I might update. We'll see. Right now, the free one's doing it for me. So
I had one ages ago, and it worked just brilliantly.
It's amazing. You don't really need to go and spend that $20 or any more at a guitar shop for $50 for those really high fancy tuners. Just an app now.
There you go. And they're free as well, I would have thought.
And they're free. This one's free, yeah.
If you're recommending it.
There you go. The cheap bastard is back.
Yeah. Ms. Gamond, talk us through your pick, please.
Okay, so my pick this week is the Belkin Wemo, and I'm going to show you why with a little video that I just pasted the link to in the chat. If you can play that, Ewan, it's me. There's nothing like heinous in it or anything, but it might be a cool way to demonstrate what it is that you can do with
Wemo. It's a video.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that might complete. If it's not 720, it might cock things up completely, so.
It may not be. It's just uploaded from my phone.
Right, keep talking and I'll...
Okay. So it's what a Wemo is an outlet like this. And it's it lets you automate things. So it's part of the Internet of Things stuff that you hear so much about. Whatever you plug into, you can turn it on, which I obviously can't do right now because it's not plugged in. But you plug it into your outlet. I believe there's an international version. Plug it in, and then you hit the button, and whatever's plugged into it, you can now control with the free Wemo app for your phone. Or what you can do is activate the Wemo switch on if this, then that, and then you can do all kinds of stuff with it, like set things to go on at sunset or set things to go on at sunrise. Or the one I have set up right now for the Christmas lights is like sunset plus, I think, 6 hours. And then, you can have a lamp on that flashes when you get email, or you can have Find My Friends alert if this, then that you've gotten home. And then once it realizes you're home, it'll turn lights on for you. Or at 11 o'clock every night, the lights go off or whatever. There's all kinds of stuff that you hack together to make stuff.
Sounds like a night out with Carl.
And it's super cool. And I am a nerdy nerd. I'm going to just put that out there right now. Because the other awesome thing about it is that you can send text messages to your Wemo. And so I took the Wemo. Here's what the video shows. Are you going to be able to get it to play?
It's playing on the video feed now.
Okay. Because the audio is kind of important, so.
Well, I can't play the audio.
Okay, so the audio is, I used Siri and told Siri, tell Santa to turn on my Christmas tree. And then Siri sends a text message, and my Christmas lights come on. Because I put the if this, then that SMS number into my phone as Santa. So then when I hit the button, I say, tell Santa to turn my Christmas lights on, or tell Santa to turn my Christmas tree off. And it does the same thing.
That's sad.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. But it's super fun. And it's also just like, you can just plain control it with the Wiimo if you want to. But it's super handy. And particularly like if you have outlets that aren't accessible easily, and maybe you have like an outlet under something or behind something that doesn't have a switch, this is a really good way to be able to control a device that's connected to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we like those kind of things. Little remotes.
Yeah.
Super.
And it's a little, it's slightly more civilized than the clapper. So there you go.
40 quid.
40 quid.
Yeah. 40 quid.
And they also have a light switch, and they have, there's a few different pieces of Wiimo kit that you can get. There's a switch, there's a motion sensor. So I know people have hooked up the motion sensor like at the front door. Particularly somebody like me who I'm nowhere near the front door of my house most of the time, and it'll like send you a note of who, you know, like the motion detector has been tripped, and it'll send you like a picture of what's doing it or something.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, somebody had one set up. One of the if recipes I saw was like, text me when my dog gets on the couch. So where they had the motion sensor set up, it was very funny. So
excellent, mate. Thank you very much. Charlotte?
So, there are lots of people that have lovely Apple computers but don't have an iPhone. They have Android phones. And so, obviously, one of the ways you can get all the pictures and stuff you take on your phone, Dropbox, does it all automatically, lovely jubbly. But another way of doing it with hard cable is a little app on the Apple iPhone for Apple that I found called Android File Transfer. Completely free. You plug in the cable, you know, the charger from your cable, the USB, micro USB, into your Android phone, into your Mac computer, and it turns your little Apple, your little phone, into a file system, just like any kind of media device, and you can drag and drop all the pictures to and fro your heart's content, and it's super, super, super easy to use, and means that actually you don't need to be stuck into the Apple ecosystem for and use iCloud and all those things. So between Dropbox, which obviously everyone uses, and this Android file transfer that I found, it's the easiest way to move stuff between an Android phone and a Mac computer.
Excellent. If you've got a Windows phone as well, don't forget you've got Windows Phone app, which is free. That'll do the same thing.
Sure.
Well worth having. Michael Thing is the larger Seagate Thunderbolt adapter. This takes 3.5-inch vives instead of just the 2.5s that the little tiny one does. And the other thing is it needs an external power source as well, but it has two Thunderbolt ports. So that means you can get all of your old drives out and stick them in, and you're not dead-ending yourself when it comes to Thunderbolt, which is dead easy to do. So you can go into this, and then this can go into your monitor or something like that. There you go, or the other way around. Monitor's supposed to be at the end, apparently. And it's £110 at the moment at Amazon, which is very cheap, because they're £180 when I bought my first one. So, and I bought a second one at home, because it's only £110. Love Amazon. Thank you very much. Caught a seller the other week, or the other day, charging me for express delivery and didn't send it express. So I said, you do realise that's fraud. If it was fraud, we wouldn't email you back. I said, yes, it's fraud. You've charged me for a service you haven't provided. I think you'll find it is. Well, we do it because the margins are so low. So we do it to keep the margins up on the products that we sell. Right, I'll be forwarding this email to Amazon then. Tossers.
So, need a drone.
Why, when you've got the five of us?
Hey!
We'll be back again at 8 o'clock with the big show this evening. We've got a new boy starting. He needs six of the best and a good kicking in the corner. And then we'll be back next week with the Mac Show as normal. And Adam will be back on, I hope, because we haven't had him on for a while. Have a good day. Have a good evening. Have a good weekend.
You can get us at...
See you next week.
Yeah, you can get us at...
Who cares?
Internet.
People only care about me. It's all about me. Mr. Madden, where are you?
It's cute that we like thinks that, Ewan.
I'm at Claw0101 on Twitter or at themacandforth.com. Sorry, I had to swallow it. Macandforth.com.
Good man. Swags, where the hell are you?
You can find me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter.
Thank you. See, he told you it's all about me.
You don't like him. You don't like
that's
him.
It. Or you can find me at Kyle Swagger, Swagger1G, for various tech tweets and sports tweets, usually.
Good man.
Oh my God, Portland.
Ms. G.
You can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso. You can also find me on the Angry Mac Bastards podcast and over at the Tuaw Talkcast at tuaw.com.
Jolly good. And lastly, but no means leastly, Charlotte A. Henry.
Is exactly where you can find me on Twitter and at charlotteahenry.com.
Jolly good. Thank you very much. I'm Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter, but it is all about me. Thanks for listening.
That's cute.
Deluded.
I got some coal. Deluded. I got some coal coming your way for Christmas.
Missy's just tweeted me. We are doing a show next year. So there you go.
Ooh, just the one.
She just got a new computer and she says, what's my Skype name?
Oh, Jesus.
If only there were a utility she could use.
Yeah.
Track all that information.
Whatever could you mean, Kelly?
Oh, she's talking. No, she's talking about pass.
Oh, I don't know. On sale right now.
Does password help though with you not remembering your username?
You're complex.
It does store your username and password. So yes. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Designed. Redesigned again. They did some updates.
Stop recording yet or not?
Yeah. Oh.